Several schools in Newark have been given a few years to turn themselves around. Others that have not improved have been put on a school closure list. WNYC, in collaboration with NJ Spotlight and the Hechinger Report, has been following the progress made at Quitman Street School for 2 years. When you look at its state test scores, 9% of fourth graders pass reading, 17% of them pass math. They tell a story of a failing school. But as New Jersey Public Radio Sarah Gonzalez explains, the state numbers hide the progress that's being made inside classrooms.
Earlier this school year, none of the fifth grade math students at Quitman Street School passed a district test that measures progress. None. 11-year-old Zaya Tego says her classmates and their teacher were determined to do better.
She tells us never to quit. Just keep yourself motivated, because sometimes even I get frustrated.
When they were tested again recently, these same students scored higher than all other fifth graders in the district, beating out charter schools and getting some of the highest scores the district has ever seen. For 10-year-old Jasan Allen, his confidence in math skyrocketed.
It made me feel good because I know that I tried my best. I didn't think that we was going to beat the district, but all we had to do was try harder, then we did it. We passed the test.
That test, though, doesn't count toward the school's ranking. The NJ Ask does. That's a statewide pass-fail test. And when these 43 fifth graders take the NJ Ask in April, just 16 of them are expected to pass it. But their teacher, Jessica Allen, told her principal, she's shooting for an 80% pass rate.
When I told him 80, he was kind of shocked. He was like, I'll just take 70. I was like, no, we're going to do 80. So stop lowering my standards.
It's Allen's first year at Quitman. She taught in Virginia for over a decade. One of those teachers who just cannot stay away from the classroom. Up at 4 a.m. at school before the doors open. And as she says through a guilty grin, here tutoring until 8 p.m.
It's bad, isn't it? That's bad. Just stay home.
When the school had snow days, she couldn't handle it.
I sat home and I was about to pull out my hair. I was like, I can't do this. I said, this is driving me nuts. I was like, I got to get back to school. I was like, let's go.
But there's a big difference between Allen and some of the other recent hires.
Good morning, Quitman.
Hey, Mama Kings, tell Mr. Christian to come back, please.
Back in 2012, when Quitman was tasked with turning itself around, the principal, Erskine Glover, was given the opportunity to replace his entire teaching staff. But he kept half. The rest were placed in other schools. It took Glover all summer to fill the vacancies. And then, by the middle of the year, five teachers had quit, including all the math and science teachers for grades 6 through 8.
Some folks may say, Mr. Glover, that's your fault for not choosing the right staff. But folks weren't feeling successful or comfortable here, and they decided to leave mid-year.
And the students who lost their teacher mid-year saw huge drops in their test scores. Take 7th grade. In math, students went from a 45% pass rate in the previous year when they had a certified teacher to a 4% pass rate when they were stuck with a long-term substitute. Many of them still don't have a certified math teacher more than a year later.
The reality is that, yes, our school is considered a low-performing school, and so that's the public's perception. However, the public doesn't know all of the other variables that have contributed to that.
A lot of his best-performing students get recruited out by top charter schools, which brings down Quitman's overall scores. At the same time, the school got an influx of low-performing and special-needs students when a few charter schools and a neighborhood school for students with behavioral disabilities closed down. 22% of Glover students have special needs. Some have multiple disabilities and are several grade levels behind. But they still take the NJ Ask.
We were pleased, though, by the gains that we did see. Students who started at below one grade level below finished on grade level, even though they didn't pass New Jersey Ask.
More than 80% of students at the school showed growth on interim tests that measure progress. And Superintendent Cami Anderson says she knows schools can't reverse decades of inadequacies overnight.
All of our interim measures are pointing in the right direction. Of course, we want to see that translated into big gains in student outcomes.
Quitman, which is in one of the poorest cities in New Jersey, still falls in the bottom 2% of schools in the state. But inside classrooms like Jessica Allen's, you can see the investments the school has made to bring those numbers up. New laptops, smart boards, and their teacher brings a burst of energy. Kids are going to be dissecting squid soon, and Allen is bringing in her deep fryer. She wants her kids to try calamari.
They're like, ew! I'm like, oh God, it's fun!
She encourages her students to dance their way between workstations. There's Fraction Bingo, a computer math game, and a small group workshop with the teacher. If her students get emotional trying to figure out a math problem, she closes the book.
I'm like, it's not meant to upset you. You'll get it. Whether it's this week, next month, you'll still get it.
The problem is that there's a ticking clock. Students are taking the state test next month. And if kids don't improve on this round, parents, teachers, and administrators at Quitman worry they'll be the next neighborhood school to close. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.